And in today's story, we can easily ask the question, are we not witnessing the rise of paganism again? In all of its forms, from Wiccan to witchcraft, satanic conferences we've even seen recently. But let us consider how Padre Pio was radically opposed to all of these things, to spells, fortune tellers, superstitious healers, all occult practices he was radically opposed to. Hello friends of Following Padre Pio. On this channel, we bring you a series of short stories on the incredible life of our great saint, Padre Pio. He was a Capuchin friar, he was a mystic, and a tremendous miracle worker. Do stay tuned to find out more about Padre Pio, about his miracles, and about what his intercession could do for you. And we'd also like to take this opportunity again to thank our protected child of Padre Pio patrons, because you are the ones who are making all of these videos possible for everyone. So thank you again for your support. And just a little announcement, a reminder that during Lent we have this special offer, we could say, a theme of videos for each week during Lent. So the videos will change each week, but you can just go to the video description below. There's a link there which will take you to the videos for the week. Now, in today's story, a fact that is not that infrequent, in fact, nowadays, is, and it always saddens the heart of a true Catholic, is that there are many people who call themselves Christians, but when problems arise, then they quickly turn to other sources, to sorcerers and to the occult, to try and obtain solutions or answers to their problems. And this may include across the board things to do with health, business, relationships, whatever. They turn to these sources. And so we can ask, how quickly have we forgotten the words of the great apostle Saint Paul, who through scripture tells us that these sacrifices of pagans are offered to demons, not to God. And I do not want you to be participants with demons. So that is the great apostle Saint Paul telling us this, and this is from 1 Corinthians 10. And of course, it should not even be necessary to say that Padre Pio forbade every form of spiritism and practice of the occult. We're going to have a look at two little examples. The first is a lady from Venice. And she tells us that in her confession, and this was in November 1948, she confessed, among other things, she told him that they were worried because at home there was an aunt who consulted the charts or the cards. So perhaps astrology, fortune telling, along that lines. And the priest, without hesitating, replied, so this is immediate, get rid of that rubbish. So there's no maybe, there's no discussion, it's an instruction and a command, get rid of that rubbish. So Padre Pio saw it. Our second testimony, and it's a little more detailed on what brings people into the world of magic, kind of the motivations behind it, we could say. But as we will see, Padre Pio was similarly non-compromising in his response. In the second example, a certain lady went to confession with Padre Pio. And there she confessed that she had consulted a fortune teller. So the saint asked her, but what were you even doing there? She responded, Padre, I was feeling downcast. I was feeling depressed because everything was going wrong. And I just needed some good news. And the priest responded, do not go there again, because if you do, when you come back afterwards, you're going to get it from me, he said. So he's giving her a warning that she was going to be in trouble if she continued dabbling in the world of the diabolical. And so why did Padre Pio threaten her, we could ask, when she was really feeling genuinely crushed by anguish? And because of this, it had driven her to go and consult a fortune teller. So we can see that among the reasons why people seek these occult practices is that they are seeking consolations or some sort of comfort. It was the case with this lady. And one could say that these people are searching for perhaps solutions to problems or the desire to save oneself from certain pains or risks of sufferings, the uncertainties of this world and its future. Instead of seeing these difficulties as our cross that we need to pick up and carry daily and walk towards Him, towards our Lord, they seek another solution. And of course, this can easily happen, I imagine, when people realize in these situations we are just powerless. And so we have the choice when we realize this, either turn towards God for our solutions or people turn towards the world of Satan. But from this latter world, what must we really expect? From Satan's world, what must we really expect? Who knows? Perhaps the person helping them has in fact sold themselves to be Satan's accomplice, his apprentice. And from that, what sort of good can really come out of that? What can we expect? Let's look at some words of advice from our Lord. So he refers to Satan as being the essence of evil, the father of lies, he calls him, a murderer from the beginning. And from evil, can anything good truly come? Or will it be, as our Lord himself said, that by their fruits you will recognize them? You do not pick grapes from a thorn bush or figs from a thistle. So then, what fruits in reality will we be picking from a thorn bush or a thistle? Pretty nasty fruit, I guess. And Padre Pio wanted us to have nothing to do with these occult practices because in reality they may be tapping into some sort of source of knowledge from our Lord's enemies. And we may seem initially to get some sort of a solution, but along with it might come a much bigger problem that works towards our eternal damnation. That's ultimately why he counsels against it. And next time on this channel, we're going to have a look at a story in which Padre Pio uses these words. Genoese, Genoese, don't you see your face is completely dirty? He's talking about someone who was a brilliant mind, but desperately in need of confession. And just a reminder that during Lent, we have the special selection of videos, Lenten videos, just for you. They're going to be changing every week, the selection. So you have to go back each week to see the other videos. And in order to go there, just go to the video description just below here and find the link there that takes you to the videos. If you're new to our channel, we recommend that you subscribe to our channel, click that reminder bell too, and do help us with our Padre Pio apostolate by liking the video and sharing with your friends and colleagues. We thank you for listening to this video.